What's going on, Anchor family? It's Joe Lemon. Thank you so much for dropping past my station. You know, so I have two podcasts. One is called The Real Value Exchange. And I initially named it that because I was, you know, thinking about sales and just, you know, having that whole currency exchange and relationship exchange. And man, it's turned into something where I'm honestly just having conversations about people about their life because that's just the shit I care about. And, you know, everything else kind of fades, man. And we, I mean, we definitely talk shop a little bit, type in, you know, I dive into the business from now and then. But I've been asking this question at the end of each episode. It's called, you know, I live by the triple G motto, growth, grit, and give. And I asked the question selfishly because I want to see how other people think about, you know, going about just their everyday life, really. And of course, you know, I understand that when you're on the show and on your podcast, people kind of become their best selves, right? So I understand it's not, you know, always like 100% of what they're doing every moment of the day, but it, you know, it does give me some insight about kind of what their best self looks like, and even myself, right? And how I looked at it originally, you know, this whole triple G motto of growth, grit, and give. Me being an extremely selfish person, extremely self-centered. It's one of the things you learn about yourself after you get married for a while. You realize just how much, you know, the world revolves around yourself. And and so anyway, I'm not really upset at that either, really, because I think there's a lot of good in taking care of yourself and being selfish in those moments. But growth was number one for me. I'm like, how can I grow? What can I do to get better? I want to be better than I was yesterday. And, you know, that was my conversation with myself. I was always about the growth mentality. I was big into that. Still am. With that said, I look back and I've had, I think it's about 12 guests or so. 13 guests. So 13 guests so far. And, you know, we get into some pretty cool conversations. And I always ask that question at the end. And out of 13 people, only two people were on the same tip as me as far as leading with growth out of those three G's. Ironically, the majority of people started with give. And, you know, I think that's pretty obvious hindsight, you know, but it's so funny once you get out of your own head, you don't understand how the rest of the world is operating sometimes. And it's really insightful to kind of really grasp that. And so I throw that out just to say, you know what, this is me attempting to be a better me, still with that growth mindset. I've got a lot of years of experience in sales now, well, about a decade, and made a lot of bonehead mistakes. And so I just want to open it up to anybody who's ever interested, just hopping on a quick Skype call, just if you want to do a podcast with it, or if you just want to chop it up for 10, 15 minutes and just brainstorm some ideas about how you could possibly grow your brand and kind of try some different strategies that I've used before in the past to help close some really large logos for our different businesses I've been a part of. So, you know, if it's worked three times, I'm not saying I'm a guru or anything like that. I'm just a guy who's practiced and failed and learned along the way. A lot of stuff didn't work, but a couple of things do pay off. And so I've seen some pretty big deals close for some smaller companies, man. And I think that's what I'm really good at, honestly. So if you're coming out the gates, if you got an idea, you got a business, and you want to learn how to kind of scale it or even just really, you know, grab those key pieces of your business that are going to help you flourish and, you know, give you that nice, good case study to say, you know, blank Fortune 500 or Fortune 100 company uses us, which is nice to kind of move along and kind of sell to other people because people need proof, right? You got to have that social proof. And so if you need help with that, please hit me up. I would love to see what I can do. This is me attempting to be better by giving something for free, no strings attached. I'm not going to hit you up with some, you know, consulting fee, invoice, none of that garbage. I just wanted to do something for other people and meet some more people along the way. I really enjoyed just the conversations. I can't tell you how much I enjoyed the conversations. It's bananas. Having real talk with people, nothing fancy. Just come in the room face to face, belly to belly, as we say, and let's just chop it up and let's see what happens. So hit me up on Joe Alex Lemon. I'm trying to narrow my whole social focus. The best way to get me is going to be on Instagram. So shoot me a DM through Instagram. Until next time, you guys be amazing. By the way, don't forget, please go subscribe and rate. the Real Value Exchange. A lot of great content on there. Check that out. I would really, really appreciate some extra distribution assistance, because that's what it's about, right? I mean, I'll be pretty transparent here. I would love your feedback, see how to make it better for you guys. And I want to get the word out about it. I'm putting in some time and effort on the side of what I do full time to really try to grow this and get the word out. Because I think it's just conversations that people need to hear. I need to hear them for myself. And hopefully you guys are getting some takeaways as well. So it would mean a lot to me if you guys went to SoundCloud or if you went to iTunes and just left a rating there and subscribed, and you'll have the updates whenever they drop. Until next time, appreciate all the help.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.